The prehistoric Tlingit people of Southeast Alaska left behind an amazing array of rock art in the form of pictographs and petroglyphs. Hi, I'm Gina Esposito, and this is the Tongass Journal. Pictographs are designs painted on rock with pigments made by mixing grease or salmon eggs with red ochre or charcoal. They are typically found in caves or under rock overhangs, protected from wind and rain. A petroglyph is a design that is pecked or ground onto the rock surface, and they are often found on rock outcrops along the beach. The designs vary from abstract shapes to realistic representations of animals or supernatural beings. Some common petroglyph designs in our area include faces, sea mammals, fish, birds, spirals, and circles or concentric circles. Many of the pictograph motifs are similar, but can also depict lines, dots, canoes with stick people, killer whales, sun signs, skeletal images of people, and crosses or X's. What do the pictures mean? Nobody knows for sure, but people studying rock art often look to Tlingit elders for their interpretation. Some suggest they were made by shamans, or native religious leaders, to pay respect to the spirits and bring luck to their clans. Or maybe they were made by people going through vision quests, or for luck on a hunt. The pictures may have recorded important events like births, deaths, potlatch celebrations, voyages, or children going through puberty rites. Some rock art marks the burials of shaman or other important people, and some may mark clan territories. The exact age of rock art is hard to determine, but most was made in the last 10,000 years. Abstract symbols such as circles or spirals are the most universal, and so may be older than representational drawings such as animals or boats. Some pictographs, we know, are more recent because of their association with historic events. For example, when Tlingits first saw a Russian sailing ship, they told in pictures of its arrival as if it were the return of Raven, the mythical creator. Many petroglyphs, however, are so old that elders today are unable to interpret them and say that they have always been here. The highest concentration of petroglyphs on the Tongass National Forest is at Petroglyph Beach in Wrangell. Frederick Sound hosts an array of petroglyph sites as well, faces and sea mammals near the mouth of the Muddy River, a killer whale, fish, and faces at the mouth of LeConte Bay, and faces right here at Sandy Beach in Petersburg. Archaeologists now employ non-destructive recording techniques to document rock art. If you want to capture these incredible images, we recommend taking photographs. Touching leaves oil residues, and chalking, rubbings, and tracings can accelerate deterioration of the rock surface. The Forest Service often provides guided tours to the petroglyphs at Sandy Beach during the summer months. For more information about tour schedules, contact the Petersburg Ranger District. The Tongass Journal is brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and KFSK Petersburg.